Okay, so the Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara starts off, brings Hananya, Braisa, Machloikis, Ketzim Avrin, Rosh Sarabim, Delos Mekan, Delos Mekan, Bisilam, Delos Mekan, Lachan Koyim Mekan. In fact, the Gemara Rosh Sarabim, Ma'arva, Vatanya, the Gemara brings Machloikis, Obedin, the Rabbanan, Yasser, Akein, Misha, Lishne, Batam, Shne, Tzidi, Rosh Sarabim, Oysa, Lachim, Mekan, Lachim, Mekan, Koyim, Mekan, Koyim, Mekan. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Chum argue, Amrulai ain't ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah b'kach. That's a lashon from the Rabbanon. Umar says and v'chiteima b'kach with l'ma arva, but b'dlosis could work, which would shtimai b'zay with Rabbi Yehuda. No, you see from Rabbi Yochanan, you need losses in halis. So Eshton's just in the Tursa Dvarim from the sugya. The Gemara ends up falling off and saying, Rabbi Yehuda means mavon foolish. There's really two halakim to the sugya. So just in the Tzuras HaDvarim, how to go to the sugya. There's the whole chelik of the sugya. The first chelik of the sugya is what Tzuras brings, Asir Amvat Mechitzta. So I think this makes sense. Go through the Shainim. Asir Am is a very, very big sugya. Bikur and Chav Beis. The whole Chav Beis, including Amud Beis. The whole sugya over there. And then afterwards, come back to the next part of the Gemara's Teres, mavon foolish. Mavim first goes from here till Ches. So that's really the whole next Inyan. Inyan of Mavim Mefulish. So in the Inyan from the Gemara is Etzim Kasha. What was the Gemara's Kasha over here that you can't use a Delas, you need Dlosas Ninalis? So Tosfos learns, Klar, the whole Halachilach of Tosfos, Tosfos Malach in the Sugya is that the Gemara's Kasha is from the Din on Chav Beis of Asiyam Vata Mechitzta. That according to Rabbi Yochanan zogt that in Yushalayim you can't have a Shasay Yachid without Dlosas Ninalais. So Mimela here also, you should need Dlosas Ninalais and a Delas, Tais understood, Delas is not going to work. And this Dlosas Ninalais Dafka. Tais brings Rashi that Rashi lending more Kasha a little differently. Whereas Kasha was that you should need two losses, not just one delas ninal. Shaila is why? What's the machlokes over here that Tosfos holds one delas ninal is enough? Rashi holds two. Also, that's the lashon of the Gemara is a little sasim. Tosfos says the whole Gemara's kasha is from this that osi rab mavatam mechitzta. The Gemara doesn't really ask that kasha. Gemara doesn't really ask that kasha, and the Chav Beis, especially Chav Beis Amud Beis, when the Gemara wants to ask that kasha, it asks that kasha pretty klar. The Gemara Chav Beis Amud Beis and Mefurish like that. Over here, the Gemara asks a different kasha. The Gemara says, "Amuloi ein ma'arvin shus harabim bekach," and the Shach Vatari is bekach de l'marva or not. So if the Gemara, it's a little sussum that's only pshat in the Gemara is asirabim. It doesn't say that explicitly anywhere. So Shaila is this, is there a machlokes here? Rashi and Tosfos. Oh. In why you need two or why you need one. Now, Tosfos runs into a big shverkeit with the Rashi, but doesn't run the Gemara this way. The Lachar, the Gemara is bringing a Rai from Rabbi Yochanan to the Rabbanon, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan is not the Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, yeah, but we're bringing a raya when you have a problem of asiram vatam mechitzta. When you have such a problem, how do you fix the problem? That the Rabbi Yehuda holds you have the problem when you don't have shtei mechitzim al yisa. So then, in order to fix it, you need losses in the noise. That was what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, because Tosfos learned on Chav Beis that mechitzas of Yerushalayim were not shtei mechitzim al yisa, because it was parts b'shesi ve'erev. And the Rabbanon, when there's no shame dalid, so also they hold you need glosses ninalas to address the problem of asiyam vatam chitz. The shtein tais merdiki aside, that there's no machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda about the etzem inyan and etzem din of asiyam vatam chitz. The question is, what type of mechitzas do you need to get out of that problem? Like the Rabbanon, shame dalid, like Rabbi Yehuda, Shteim Achim Tzimah Aisa, but when you have the problem, it works. Shteim Dlos is Ninalas. Also stated in Tosis that the point of Shteim Dlos is Ninalas is to get out of the problem of Asiyam Vatim Chitzta. Why? Because the whole idea of Ninalas is you could stop the Rabbim from coming. So maybe you stop the Rabbim from coming. So maybe there's no problem of Asiyam Vatim Chitzta. Okay. Now, which would be Mistaber, why Tosis holds one is enough. Because once it's Ninal, so there's no Pilish through the Rishos anymore. The Rabbim can't come here. So for the Rambam to come in, they have to go and turn around. It's not no, I didn't say that.
So then,
what
do we have? Three mechitzas.
What's the shah? Oh, so it's pasha that one should work.
Yeah, right?
No, because even when it's open.
Who cares?
It's open though. So it's a mechitza when it's open also. It's a machalikis achrayim. It's a terrorist mechitza when it's open. I'm saying, but even without that, you need three mechitzas. Vada, but. What are you saying? You're saying you don't need to address the rabbi once you have three mechitzas?
Once
you don't see Atzer Rabbah,
mechitzas,
it's a mechitzah, three mechitzas. Right, okay, so that's partial, right. There's no Atzer through the mechitzah, because it's no.
You see that Taisha doesn't recash also? Maybe there's a casual basic cash, or whatever. You see,
are they
a variety of
Taisha
that
knows
a one's enough?
Yeah.
Why?
He says it. He only says in Rashi that you need... He need to. He doesn't want to. He's saying that if it would be Ninal and Beisol, it would be no Kasha.
There's another Kasha on Ninal.
No, but he's saying Lamaisa, if it would be Ninal and Beisol, it would be good. So, the Shad is like this. So, what is the Yisoid of the Din of Asir Abim Vat Mechitzt, according to that the Toiz brings in? So, Toiz asks the Kasha, Toiz in the Chav Beis asks the Kasha, that the Gemara brings you Shalayim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dharma, Chav Beis, yeah. The Gemara is Akdart and Mamar Rabbi Rabbi Mechon Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim Amal Das Anilos Belayla Chayovin Olam Shem Chesarav. Why? Because Vas Yam Vat Mechitzta. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Frak Teis Akash of Gemara. If Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Yehuda, you have Shtei Mechitzas in Yerushalayim. And for Teisves Vishleimar that there was a Pilush through the Arba Ruchais. So Chayim Mamar in Teisves Chayra. That the Pashup Shat in Asya Mavat Lamechitzta, Tosis held that it only makes sense if the Rabbim are coming, walking through the Mechitza that is coming to be guided there. So coming, you have a Mechitza, and they're coming and walking through one of the Mechitzas. So, if they're not walking through the Mechitzas, where's the Asya Rabbim? What's the idea? The idea is that according to this understanding, Asir Rabbim Vat Mechitzta is the idea is that basically is that it turns the Pesach into a Pirtza, makes it that the Mechitzta is not working to be Goyde the Rishos. It's kilu like it's a gedder of Bekias Gedim, just like over there you have like a Lavud Hazah, and when the Lavud comes you can't see the Mechitzta is working together to block out because the Gedim can come, so Mela there's no Lavud, doesn't work to be Soysim. So even Meruba, when there's a Pesach, if the Bekias Rabbim comes in, so the Rabbim doesn't allow us to see that the Mechitza is working to hold out the Rabbim, and Mela it's felt in the whole Mechitza. It's a Piritza in the Mechitza. The Ramban says Sharfa like that. If you look in the Ramban, this is very nice. I'll show you this over there to explain this. Tzad, that any place that you're coming to see that. He even compares it to Lavud. You're coming to see that the mechitzas are sois in one another. If the rabbim come, you can't see it like this. So Rabbi Zoi Frak Toisves, that even though you have two mechitzas, but where's the Asir Rabbim if they're coming through from the front, from the sides? Of them Zak Toisves, there's a bekia on either side, and Mila makes a piritza.
It's true even by a piritza.
Less than Asher, more than Asher. So you want to know, do you need, to do this, do you need a Bekia of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dika Bekia or not? I told you already said it could be 13. So you want to know if it works, can I mean, Meruba? What's the question? Yeah, Lachar? I don't know if you need to have a case. You need to have a case. We have no precedent for that because the Pilish is only 10. So Tosfos said, if the Pilush is 13, Rabbi Yehuda, so L'chaira and Echanami, if that would be a case, you have to know for sure, that's called the Pilush of the Rabbim, if they're coming through 10. Mstama, if you had 16, then going through 10, Mstama would be the same thing. So you have to have a case of Rabbim going through, yeah. L'chaim, that brings out another point I want to get back to, is that Tais pretty mavur, that you don't need the Bekia of a Rishas Ram Dik Bekia. Okay. So, now, Mimela, good, and Tosis held that was the only way to get out of that is with Dulces Ninolais, and the Rabban, Machalikas is reading the Rabbanon, is when do you say when you don't say it? Chayz Mavur, if you go in the Rashba over here on Dav Chav Beis, and it makes it more clear, the Rashba is over here on Dav Vav. The Rashba had the Ander Mahalach over here in the Sugya. The Rashba was Mavur that the Machalikas is reading the Rabbanon. It's not just how to shame Dalid and shame Mechitz Ma'isa. Machloik is b'chalad, you hold the whole din of Asir Rabban Vat Mechitzta. So you sort of stick a machloik is between Rabban and the Rabbanon if you have Asir Rabban Vat Mechitzta. According to Behuda, even by Mechitzas Gemurais, even if you have Mechitzas Gemur, like at Tzuras HaPesach, or Mestama Imin Meruba also, you have Mechitzas Gemur, you would still say Asir Rabban Vat Mechitzta, according to Behuda. Or if you need two, and the Bekiah is through one of the two.
Right, so if only he needs two, then there's no
right. But the Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda is Asya Mavata Mechitzta, like Pasi B'Rois. And he holds, even if you have Mechitzas Gemuris, he's calling Pasi B'Rois the Mechitzas Gemuris. Even though if you have Mechitzas Gemuris, still Asya Mavata Mechitzta. And the Rabbanon don't hold the din of Asya Mavata Mechitzta B'Chlal. They argue on the whole din. The only case that the Rabbanon have it is in the case of Shnei Mechitzas with a Lechi, that even if you hold Lechi Mishnei Mechitzas, it's a Mechitzas Grua, sorry, Shvacha Mechitzas. Over there, they have that then. Memelo, the one answer is Shem Dalet. It's not a part of Shem Dalet, really. It's a part of Mechitzas Gemuris. If we'd have three also, they wouldn't have it. It's not a, like this. So Memelo, the Rashba can't learn the whole Gemara like Tosfos, because our Gemara, because the Rabbanon don't hold the Vasi Rabban Bat Mechitzas Bechlal. And Memelo has a whole different Shana in the Gemara. But now, Mamila, the way the Rashba learns the Gemara by us is really it's two kashas. First, the Gemara says you can use a delas. L'chaira, you see that the Rabbanan said that Aaron Rishus Ram, you can't do it with the lechi v'chiteima, and maybe you'll be doichik me and tell me that the Rabbanan will agree to it. So it's a Pesach, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree, and we want to shtim with Rabbi Yochanan. But we're not bringing a raya from Rabbi Yochanan to the Rabbanon according to the Rashba, then wouldn't shtim. Now, the Rashba also, the Rashba didn't ask this Tosis Kasha that according to Rabbi Yochanan it doesn't pass Asir Rabban Vat Mechitzta because you have Shnei Mechitzas, you have Shnei Mechitzas, they're not being Bekeah through the two Mechitzas. That's a different Kasha. It doesn't ask Tosis Kasha the way Tosis asks the Kasha that way. And Bechlal, the Lashonis of the... There's another very interesting Machlokes that we'll see between Tosis and the Rashba. But the Yisoid is, we'll say from over here. Tosis, the Rashba says over here that, like this. Umi Yehudam Rabbi Yochanan Debekiyas HaRabim Vatelas Mechitzas. This that the rabbim is mevatel mechitzas. Hani mila mechitzas asuyas b'rishus harabim. It's mechitzas in rishus rabbim itself. V'yesh b'neim rochav sheish asoyama. V'sisoyis av mechuvonim zek neged zesh adoim ledig lemimbar. Dekim debaki b'rabim asa b'kiyas harabim v'atel skoyach mechitzas v'ari yishrish rabbim v'osha haisa. Zok the Rashba v'hainu time to Yushalayim. Zok the Rashba that the only time a b'kiyah is going to break the mechitzas, if it's a bekiah versus rabim sheish asoyama, we'll see about the Rashba over here on Davav. But that's what he says over there. Not like Tosfos, the Tosfos says that you don't need a bekiah dafka versus rabim. So l'choros the machlokes, the Rashba has a different type. What?
Pasuk
Rishus
is only 13.
Right. Okay, so let's see how he goes with that. But that's what he says over here. So the Zechora, Shtiko Raya, go backwards. What does Dlosses Ninalos do? So the way we're learning in Tosis, Dlosses Ninalos makes it that it blocks out the Rabbim. So the Rashba in the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh says, in the beginning of Shar Shlishi, says that, interesting thing here, he says there's two types of Rishus Rabbim. There's a Rishus Rabbim called the Sratia and a Rishus Rabbim called the Platia. Platia means it's a place that everyone is, and Sratia is a place that a Mavoi that goes from ear to ear. So it's like there that by a Sratia, V'chein ha-mavoi sa-mufulashas u-fischeim u-chuvon en-zeke neged zeh v'rechov en-sheish ha-soyamo v'ha-am o-ibrim b'neim k'digle ha-midbar v'ha-galois b'midbar m'amurim b'shein d'las ha-sen en-ninalois. It's only when the dlosses are not nila. How your dlosses ninalois balayla, but if the dlosses are nina balayla, ain't there rishus harabim? When you have a dlosses, there's no rishus harabim. She ain't rishus harabim ella nimsa l'rabim b'chol shah. Rishus harabim is not a place that you could close off from the rabim. Rishus harabim is a place that it's nimsa l'rabim b'chol shah. The rabim have access to it. It can't be that it's not nimsa l'rabim b'chol shah. So, L'chaira, the Rashba is learning, doesn't say that the Peshat is because you could block the Rabbim from walking. It's the Peshat is you could keep them out of the Rishus. The L'chaira, the idea of Asir Mabat Mechitz, according to the Rashba, is a little different idea. It's not the Peshat, it's like a Bekiyas Gedim that it breaks the wall. Peshat is that it's a Chesaron in the Rishus. The mechitz is coming to create that the rishus hayachid is coming to create that this rishus is separate from what we was till now. There was rishus rabbim over here, and you're coming to make mechitzas and separate this and say this has a different function than the place around it and the place next to it. The mechitza gufa comes and says that no, it's separate. But if noch the mechitza, the rabbim is still using the place. So the mele asher rabbim about the mechitza will tell me that it's still blind. The Rishus is still Rishus Hayachid. It's still Rishus Hayachid. It's still Rishus Rabbim.
What?
No. So according to Rashba, Lav Dafka has to be through the Mechitza. Now, the but that's if you have, it doesn't have to be Dafka. Now, I'll tell you what. Now, the what type of but according to the mandat, really, if you only look at Yehuda, you have shtei mechitzas ma'alisa, so shtei mechitzas ma'alisa is kiveya that you have a rishus. That's what you're asking? You're asking what's true on Rabbi Yehuda then? So what's you said of Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. But the let's go. So he, there's Rabbi Yehuda, there's Rabbi Yochanan, there's Rabbanan. But the in the Man D'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it says Shlosh Mechitzes Deraisa. So Kol Zman that the Rabbim are Nimtz and the Rishos, you can't be Kaver the Rishos Alpi the Mechitzes. You're Kaver the Rishos Alpi. That's the Yisoid of Asriyam Vat Mechitza. Now, if you have Mechitzes, if the Rabbanan, so if what's Kaver the Rishos is Mechitzes Gemurais. Even if mechitzas gemura is asir amavat mechitzta. Now, memela according to the Rashba, what's the sort of dlosais? The sort of dlosais is not that it's a mechitzas gemura that the ram can't be bakeya through it. The sort of the mechitz of dlosais is that it's no more a rishus which is nimsa to the rabbin. So memela, if the rabbin are there, it's going to steer the rishus. If the rabbin are not there, then the dlosses makes it that the rabbim are not there. Now, the big nafkamina between Lamashal, let's say the Rashba and Taisus, is what happens if you have dlosses ninalois and the rishus rabbim is inside the dlosses, like a platia. So according to Tosfos, you love Dafka have any makar that's a problem, because Rabbim are not really going through there. They
That's not glossus in the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
The glossus somewhere else.
Right. But the Rashba seems to say that you can't make a Rosh Hashanah with glossus in that type of case. Because it's still nimsa to the Rabbin the same way it was before. The point is, it's still nimsa to the Rabbin the same way it was before. It only works connected to platia. It doesn't work aserati, not connected to platia.
This before I went out, you
know, platia would
be around?
What? With losses ninolais?
No, from my gullis.
No, I'm saying with losses ninolais, you surround the city with losses ninolais.
He puts together the behag with Rashi.
Yeah, but they're not talking about losses ninolais over there. They're talking about inside the midbar. So if you medayik the lashon of the Rashba, at least in Rabbi Yehud in Rabbi Yochanan, he says miu hadam Rabbi Yochanan b'kias rabim v'tels mechitzes hani min mechitzes asayus b'shus rabim v'yesh b'neim rochav sheish asoyama v'sis asosav mechovan v'zeh k'neged zeh shedoyim ledigle midbar tekivan debaki bu rabim asim b'kias rabim v'tels koyach hamechitzes v'arayu rishus rabim k'moy shahaisa. The dogish is, it's still Rosh Hashanah, Kamoish HaHaisa. The Shimush, you didn't shter, you didn't separate the Rabbim from being over here. So, the Lachaira, this is two Mahalchim in the Yisoid of the Sugi V'Asi Rabbim V'at Mechitzta. That according to Tosfos, the Yisoid of it is, it's a Bekiah through the Mechitzas makes it that we see a Pirtz in the Mechitza. According to the Rashba, it's a Bekiah in the Rishus makes it that the Rishus is not mugdar by the mechitza. Fakert, the rabbim is a bigger kaveya of how we see the rishos than the mechitza is. The mechitza is not kaveya what the rishos is. The rabbim is kaveya what the rishos is. So the lechora lamashal nafkamina is how to learn this second teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos asks Akasha that lechora. Oh, so that's what I was saying before. According to the Rashba, what's the side of Shem Dal and Mechitzas? What's the side of the Tzitz? According to Tosfos, Shem Dal and Mechitzas, I have Mechitzas on all four sides, then Mechitzas is strong enough that there's no Bekiyas Rabbim through the Mechitzas for some reason. But according to the Rashba, the Yisoid Shem Dal first is Mavor, that's Chayuk, anytime you have Mechitzas Gemuras, even if you have three. The point of it is, Gufa, that Shem Dal means when I have a full Rishus, that's Kavuah, that's Getaiched on all three sides, Gomor, by Mechitzas, if I Gufa have that, I don't say Asir Rabbim. They don't do the Dlossas Ninalis. They're not going to agree to Dlossas Ninalis. They don't agree, Bechlal, to the whole concept. That's the whole Teretz of Shem Dal. It doesn't work out completely, but it's a Gishmak Knech, at least in the Rashba and Tosfos, because their Tva maybe doesn't fit. But I was just thinking that could be, is that maybe this is Lishitosim and Pasi B'Roi's Gufa. Because the sort of the Bekiyas Rabbim comes from Pasi B'Roi's over here. Tosfos learned the Pasi B'Roi's is Gufa, the same sort of Psachim and Pirtzis that we always learn. It's a regular Teres Mechitza to it. So if there's a Bekiyas Rabbim, according to Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that the Bekiyas Rabbim means it breaks the Karech of the Mechitza. But the Rashba we learned was that Pasi B'Roi's B'Yisoid is just the Mechitzas are Kaveh, the Rishos Be'etzem. So it could be that it's more mistaber to learn that the Asi Rabbim is Gufa Keneged the Koyach, the Mechitza to touch up the Rishos. But it's not so much Keneged the Koyach of the, it's not so much a Pirtza in the Mechitza, because that wasn't the Yisoid of the Pirtza of the Mechitzas Pasi B'Roi's. It didn't work out in the Ritva, because I think the Ritva is the other Shita. Valkoponim, right, I mean, I'm saying the Rashba was zikr the more starker in this, but Tosfos asks Akasha that Lachar, what were we bringing in a place which is not Tezainama to Rabbi Yehuda, which was Tezainama. So Tosfos to Yerushalayim, which was Tezainama. So Tosfos says that Yisoid that if the Mavi, which is less than Tezainama, is a chelik from the Pilush of the Rabbim, Mil becomes mamash like the Rosh, it becomes like the Rosh Hashanah. So if you're medayik in the Rishonim, there's a sugya machlokes how to say that idea. What's that idea? If you look in the Ritva, when the Ritva goes like Tosfos, the Ritva also goes like Tosfos on Chav Beis, that you need a Shesi Ve'erev and all these things. The Ritva says that the pshat over there is that Tahashta Libra Shusarab and Gemura Yishamin Allah. It's not Mamash Shusarab and Gemura. El Debaki Barabim Mikol Tzad. It's that the Rabbim still have a Shimush in there. So he says, he said before, El Debaki Barabim Mikol Tzad. El Bamavim Full Shaina Rachav El Eser. El Debaki Barabim Mikol Tzad. Lishte Rishisarab and Gemurais. It's going from two Rishis Ram Gemuras, so Mamela, there is a Shimush of the Rabbim, and it's called Rishis Ram L'Inyan Zeh. It sounds like to me from the Ritva that really Rishis Ram needs 16 Amos. So it's not 16 Amos. So what's Pshat? Pshat is that it's still the Mokum where the Rabbim, the Bekiya, there's a Shtarka Bekiya of the Rabbim there because it connects to Rishis and the Mishtamashi with Lahedya. Since it's a Shimush Lahedya from one Rabbim to the other, so Mamela that has a shame of a Bekiya, of a Asiyah Mavat Mechitzta. And the idea is that since it's a place which is tuffle to the Rishis Rabbim, it also has a Din Shem Rishis Rabbim, but it's not Petzim the Rishis Rabbim, and it's not really a Mokum Hiluch of the Rabbim, but it's a place that the Rabbim can use. So the Rabbim go here, and the Rabbim go there, and Maisa, this is a place which is Shaykh to the Shimush of the Rabbim. So Mela, it's also like the, it's also Le'inyan Zeh, it's like a Rishis Rabbim, he says. But it sounds like it's not the Bekiya of the Rishis Rabbim Mamish, because there's no 16 Amos. So we said over that the Rashba says that the only time Rabbi Yochanan holds that two mechitzas, that three mechitzas won't make a Rishis Rabbim, is if you have to have kim de baki barabim asya bekiyas rabim umavatelska yachinza v'arush shesram kwa shayisa, because you have a bekiyah of sheshes rayama. So the Rashba, when he says over this idea of Tosfos, he says that the pshat is afa bishab emtza miskatze v'choyze lepochzim sheshes rayama imbekach klum v'rushus rabim gemuri ki ilu yesh ba sheshes rayama. He's learning that that's called a bekiyah of a rabim mamish. According to the Rashba, the only way you can have Bekiyas Rabbim, it has to be Rishis Rabbim Mamish. It can't be that, it's not about the Bekiyah Shabbai breaking through the wall. It's not about that. It's about, is there Rishis Rabbim there? If it would only be a Tafel to Rishis Rabbim, you wouldn't have a Raya from Yishlaim to this. It's the Rishis Rabbim Mamish. Since it's the Rishis Rabbim Mamish, that was the Gemara's Kasha. So the point is that the Rashba holds it's Mamish Rishis Rabbim, and the way it works is because it's 16 Amos. So Mela, this is also 16 Amos. Kilui, that's what he says. You have to say that because he says Beferish, that you only say it by 16 Amos. It's Rishis Rabbim Mamish. Tosfos compares it to like Bein Amudim and like Ritva. I think that they're saying something a little bit of a different point. It's tuffle to the Rishis Rabbim, so it's a din Rishis Rabbim, but the side of it doesn't matter if it is Mamish Rishis Rabbim or not, because the point of it is that it's a Fartik of Bekiyah. And what breaks the Bechitza is the Bekiyah of the Rabbim. And this is called the Bekiyah of the Rabbim. There are Tzvazim of War that even on a Mavim, a foolish Turish Rabbim, you could also have a Bekiyah of the Rabbim. It doesn't have to be that it's becoming Rishis Rabbim so much. There's a big nafkamina between the Mahalach of the Rashba and the Mahalach of Tosfos in the Sugya. According to Tosfos, it's about the Asi Rabbim of the Bechitza, how much Rabbim? It has to be a Shtaka Rabbim. Does it have to be the Gedarm of Rishis Rabbim Mamish? If Shanat. According to the Rashba, the only thing which is going to break the Asi Rabbim is going to be a Rishus Rabbim Mamish. It has to be the Bekiyah of Rishus Rabbim. It's a very big nafkamina between Rashba and. I know he says that. Yeah. But he also says Ben Rabbim, and it's before for Lachar from the next Shaka Vatar of Tosis. What he's asking, Tezvav Yugimel, what's the business with that? So what was that Shaka Vatar of Tosis? I don't have it so clear, to be honest. It's a hard part. But in Tosis on Chav Beis, he asks his Kasha. He asks a Kasha on Chav Beis. What's his Kasha over there? Tosis asks a Kasha that Vim Taimar Ha'amar B'yechanan Yerushalayim El-Molad Asasen Ninolais Chayavan Olam Mishum Rishus Rabbim. So Tosis asks a Kasha that Vim Taimar Shaini Yerushalayim Tavar Chav Ashesh Esrei Amos Upasin Lek Ali Yud Gimel. So Tosfos asks, how could you compare Yerushalayim to Pasim? Pasim is only Yud Gimel, and Yerushalayim was 16. So what's he asking? It's not a bigger Bekiyah, but what's he asking? And then his Teretz says, no, because Yerushalayim had a Terus HaPesach. What's your Shach Batari? So, I think Tosfos Kasha was Fakir. Tosfos Kasha was like this. So he's asking that, what's the raya from Yerushalayim? That, what's the raya from Yerushalayim? That Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asheram Vat Mechitzta, and we're going to use Asheram Vat Mechitzta to break the Pasuk B'Rayis also. Maybe the Pshat in Yerushalayim is not because Asheram Vat Mechitzta. Maybe it's just because it's a Rosh Hashanah and you can't have Mechitzas in Yerushalayim. You can't have Mechitzas in Rosh Hashanah. No, so he's asking Akasha, maybe the Pshat is just like the Rashba. And that's not Asirabim. That's a different problem. Maybe there's a different problem. Here's where Tosis is asking, does mechitzah health nish garnish for Shram? Can nish machin from Rosh Hashanah or Shasi Yochid? Mechitzas alayim. So that was Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha was that maybe...
The problem is very
tasty. What? Yeah. Tosis fact, I said Nitkin, it's not a problem of Asirab about the Mechitza. You can't machen from Shusrab, from Shusrab Yachid or Shusrab. Maybe that's the problem. So Avdem Zak Tosis, in other words, the Shusrab is not mugged by the Mechitza. So Tosak Tosis, there's a Tosis HaPesach over here. And the male, if there would be a tzuras, if there's a tzuras haPesach, the tzuras haPesach should work. You have mechitzas gemuris, so there's shesarabim al karchacha. The Yerushalayim had fartik mechitzas. So Yerushalayim had fartik mechitzas. It wasn't just shnei mechitzas on two sides. Yerushalayim had fartik mechitzas on all four sides, and there's no pirtzas, so it had tzuras haPesach. So the only problem al karchacha is that there's an asirabim vatim mechitzta. In the second teretz of Tosis says, if you go, this yisurid is gespart from my second teretz. What was the second teretz of Tosis? Second teretz of Tosis was that when the second teretz of Tosis over here is gespart, that even though there's rabbim going through, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, and even though it's rabbim going through, you can have two mechitzas. But akoponim is mavur in Tosis. L'chayra, that the Ikar Pshat is, it's breaking the Mechitzas, and it doesn't have to be Dafka, the Koyach L'Rabim. Now getting back to Rashi, so we asked, Rashi's saw some over here in Pshat, and Rashi holds you need two losses. Is there a Pshat in this? So L'chayra, you go look at Rashi and Dafkof Aleph. Rashi and Dafkof Aleph goes on this inyan of Rabbi Yochanan. So unbelievable Rashi over there. Rashi says, "Damar Rabba Baruchonam Rabbi Yechanan, Yerushalayim Yomala Dasasan Ninol Is Belayla Chayavin Aleha." Chayavin Aleha. Don Rashi. Chayavin Aleha. Kofal from Adalaf. Chayavin Aleha. So to Rashi, the ear shall rabim he, shall uchlusin harbe boin la, aval achshav the Dasasan Ninolois, lavrushus harabim sheina kedigle midbar. Shuderach pasuach kol shah. Zok Rashi, the delos of ninolos don't do b'kias rabim. The delos of ninolos have to do with the shame or shesar rabim, not do with the b'kias of the rabim. You can't have a shame or shesar rabim. We have delos of ninolos because not doing the digel in midbar, similar to what we're saying in the Rashba. That's not muscle the rabim the whole time. He doesn't say the word muscle the rabim, but he says in a kedigel in midbar shuderach pasuach kol shah. This that you could be soiger and you could keep the rabim out is very shmacher shesar rabim. So Mela, the way that Losses Ninolos is working is that it's goofa making it that it's felt in the Shemesh Yisrael. So L'chaira, that means that the Rashi is going more al derech the Rashba, that the Yisod over here was there was a direct kasha on the Ketzim Arvin Derech Yisrael, and Ketzim Arvin Derech Yisrael is a sugya by itself. Could be that's what Asir Avim about the Mechitzah Gufa means. The Asir Avim comes into the Mechitzahs and attaches up the Mechitzahs. But if you have Dlosses Ninolos, Faket, and the Rabbim doesn't have a Shlit over here. So Mele Tzvar Mestavar, why you need two Dlosses? According to the Rabbim, if it's just to block out the Rabbim, so you have three Mechitzahs, Gevaldik, you'll need more than one. But if the Vard is that it has to be that you could keep the Rabbim out, so it has to be that you could be so good the place. You could be sois in the place. So it has to be that you could be able to do it completely. You could be sois in the place completely. It's not about the Bekiah of the Merabim. It's about having the Rabbim in the Rishus or not having the Rabbim in the Rishus. So the Gemara is the so that's the Chorus Rashi taka learned the Gemara Kipshutai. The Gemara's kasha was Kitzim Avin Derech Rishus Rabim Delos Mekav Lechem Mekor Mekan, and from Rabbi Yehuda Zetman that Tumach is a work factor. Gemara, you can't do it. You need losses. And from Rishayim, you see, you need losses on both sides to make it. That in the Etzim Mechitzis, the Etzim Teras, Rishos over here needs Dafka, the losses Ninolais. Now, in explaining the Gemara's Kasha, okay, I'm just going to leave, you should see, on Dafid Beis, there's a Rashi over there, that the Gemara is looking to find if Lechi and Kura is Mishum Mechitz or Mishum Heker. So Gemara asks, Akasha Eisva Yisrael Kain from Yisrael Kain. Mishay Shashim Batim Shay Tzidi Rishas Rabim. Oisa Lechi Mikan Lechi Mikan Akura Mikan Akura Mikan. On that the Gemara says, Lechi Mikan. So Rashi says, Am Lechi Mishum Mechitza. That's in Rabbi Yehuda. But then he says, Afilu Rabbonon Lepligi Alei Ele Rishas Harabim. Ava B'movim Mefulish Loi. Rashi learns over there, black and white, the Pshat and the Rabbanon hold that by Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Mamish, that's where they argue on Filu Rabbanon Lepli Galei Ela Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Means that Rabbi Yehuda's taka going in a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. He's going in a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Not the way Tosis first starts. Yeah. Going like in a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. And that's. Like this. If you hold like the Rashba Shtickle, that that blives Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemurah. It has to be a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Can't just be a place that the Rabbim Mishtamashin. So, and he says, that's where the Rabbanon, but my voice of Mephulash is no. If you're Rabbanon, that's goof of the Machalikas because you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemurah. The Ritva over there, Zoshitasha, argues on this Rashi because of that. Nothing to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mamash, that's not Machalikas. They're going on a place that's not goof, not necessarily. Rosh Hashanah Gemurah. So, but there's a lot more to say on this Rashi and the Tazir. We should work that out exactly what the Machlokes is. Because here it's Mashma that the only reason the Rabbanon, this is the Kasha we're having, the Rosh Hashanah asks on this Rashi, that here it's Mashma, the only reason the Rabbanon Gufa argues on because it's Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, and that breaks the Lechi, but otherwise Tu L'chaim would be enough. So, what happened to the regular din of Mabim and Foolish? Okay, Akoponim, that's l'chora basic to Mahalchim in the sugya. Like I said before, I think that there's much more on Chav Beis every step and to see, but I'll do it. Okay.